HRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrat leaders today will be joining a lot of people out in the streets for their No Dictators rally, and that is something House Speaker Mike Johnson says is actually quite an irony.
The Democrat leaders are going to join for a big party out on the National Mall. They're going to descend on our Capitol for their much-anticipated so-called No Kings rally. We refer to it by its more accurate description, the Hate America rally.
A rising number of Americans say they actually approve of the way President Trump is doing his job. 47% of those responding to an AP NORC poll say they approve of how he's handling the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians in particular. America's been cutting the fat. In a new report out from the CDC, the number of states with rates of obesity of 35% or higher dropped for the first time in more than 10 years. This is SRN News. Also at srnnews.com, a lot of emphasis has been placed lately on the fact that former Trump advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges of sharing classified information. The Justice Department case accusing him of emailing classified information to family members and keeping top secret documents at his home. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says, as a former lawmaker himself, he understands the importance of handling classified data.
When I think of what I had to go through every time I got a classified briefing, and I got a lot of them, and how much I sweated trying to remember when I would do interviews, trying not to, you know, reveal information that I had gotten when I was talking about subjects, just to stick to open source stuff.
The 76-year-old Bolton is a longtime fixture in Republican foreign policy circles. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports there's a new warning coming from pro-life activists in the state of Virginia.
The state holds the elections for the legislature next month, and the outcome will decide the fate of an abortion amendment. Democrats have been pushing that ballot measure, which would enshrine abortion in the Virginia Constitution. And if enough of them are elected in November, the amendment will advance. Pro-life citizens are being urged to get out and vote and do anything else they can to support candidates who would kill the amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
A North Dakota judge has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations for children. District Judge Jackson Lofgren says the law does not discriminate on the basis of sex, and there's little evidence that the state lawmakers who passed that measure did so for discriminatory purposes. He also acknowledged that there is what he called an ongoing international debate regarding the safety and effectiveness of the medical procedures involved and that are now prohibited by the health care law. This is SRN News. Markets ended the week on a strong note Friday.
The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 238 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite also climbed 0.5%. The S&P had its best week since August, but that came only after the index went on a roller coaster ride for much of the week. Stocks went through some jagged swings as worries built about small and mid-sized banks, as well as the souring trade relationship between the U.S. and China. Bank stocks steadied themselves on Friday, while President Donald Trump eased some of the trade concerns after saying high tariffs on China are not sustainable. Seth Sittel, New York.
Striking Boeing workers are ready to talk. Shares of Boeing rose about 1% on Friday as a union representing more than 3,200 striking workers has agreed now to resume contract discussions with the U.S. plane maker. Starting on Monday, the strike is now 3 months old. Breaking news at townhall@srnnews.com.